Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup. Pete Gray out of the studio this morning, but Corey Sand and myself hanging out with you this morning, talking fishing with one of our best buddies and one of just the fishiest dudes on the West Coast for sure, and that's Captain Jim Hughes of the Cortez. We are having a great time this morning, talking all kinds of fishing, talking fun, and we want to talk to you. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, it has been a very busy morning on the phones. All of the lines are packed up solid right now, but there's going to be plenty of shots for you to get through in this second hour, and there's two ways that you can do that. First is with our local line. That one's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or try us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. We talked about at the beginning of the show, too. If you didn't hear, not only are you going to get an opportunity to talk to Captain Jim Hughes, get all your questions answered, somebody is going to win such a killer prize at the end of the show today. Someone's going fishing on the Cortez. Jim has been so gracious to give us a day and a half trip, a full gift certificate for a free day and a half trip. Your choice, any open party trip on the Cortez, or you can use that day and a half trip towards the price of a 2.5 day. So, Jim, again, we can't thank you enough. Such a cool prize to get to offer our guys.
That's awesome. We like doing that.
Yeah, well, we're stoked about it for sure. And we're stoked that the fishing's so good right now because it's time to find out what's biting. It is time for our catch report today. Our FishDope.com report is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer you the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. And don't forget, Fish Pros the market with their famous smoked wahoo, tuna burgers. They did the cheese, and now they've got a brand new product. They've been using their hickory smoke and doing trays of salt. So they're basically doing hickory smoke on the salt for you to finish your fish off or your steaks or whatever. Little killer seasoning at the end of it, just the perfect finish to your perfect product. Hey, you're going to get the chance to see them tomorrow at Day at the Docks. You can check out all the specials on their frying products, as well as, like you say, you're going to get a chance to buy the best from the best at Fisherman's Processing. Let's start it off with our FishDope.com reporter, the man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Corey, Jim.
Morning, Mark.
Well, guys, good news is the weather's better. Well, we are definitely in recovery mode. That was some blow. It gusted 60-plus at SBI, 50-plus at Catalina and Clemente. Yuck. But some of my biggest sea bass catches have been right after those big winds over there, so we'll see. Catalina's been kind of quiet recently. You know, there's a distinct lack of squid around, which is surprising for the time of year. Definite handicap for sure. If you are going over there, make sure you take some frozen, because I don't think you're going to find anybody selling anything over there. It's just been very tough. There was a little bit of sea bass taken last week for the weather. It's been mostly scattered up and down the back, up in the shallow beaches there. There really hasn't been much out on the squid grounds because there's no squid grounds. For the wind, a sprinkle of mid-grade yellows also on the backside there, middle back outside the kelp lines there. It's just, you know, no big volume, a little bit here and there. And for an almost guaranteed fish dinner, though, look at those deep water spots, backside west, outside Eagle Rock there. It's been some really good cod fishing, a lot of nice big reds up in that area, and a few lings mixed in. At San Clemente Island, same setup, pretty much weathered out for the past few days. It's wide open cod fishing in the middle of the back when the guys were getting there. Good calico bass fishing up west, up around the nine there, still seeing a tiny little bit of that big yellow that shows up there once in a while. So a few of them around, a little bit of bonita showed up in the middle of the front. And hopefully some of the yellows get mixed in there with them. They're way overdue at that island, so we'll see what happens there. Along the coast, going to be a bit more interesting, obviously. You know, we took a little hit with this wind here, rolled the water. It's going to be some recovery, but there was good signal on the tanker-grade sea bass scattered around. They're all big ones. There's been at least one over 70, several over 50. Some down off La Jolla, mixed in with some of that yellow that's around there. And then all the kelps up above Oceanside all the way up to, like, the Newport area are definitely worth a look. And the best shot on those big sea bass has been to hang a Mac on a jig, suspended underneath a balloon there down 15, 20, 25 feet like that, and hang on, fish heavy gear, because, like I said, there's been some big ones. And offshore, you know, the guys are back in the bluefin grounds. I'm sure they're dealing with some beat up water and residual lump from the wind, and hopefully they get back on it. You know, there was some decent signal here before the breeze, so we'll see what they find. And for you guys not going fishing, I think Day at the Dock's going to be a great place to be tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt, Mark. Well, gosh, a great report. I mean, very complete from up and down the beach and good fishing. And, you know, we talk about it a bunch with the fishdope.com. You know, you supplying Danny with a lot of information and vice versa. But this is the time of year when fish dope is so important. You know, when it's summertime and every one of your buddies that has a boat goes out fishing, your network of friends is much easier to gather information. But when it's the beginning of the season, not a lot of guys going, being able to have a service where you can go on, check conditions, check where it's biting, check where it's not biting for that matter, is such an important deal. And a great opportunity to get on to Fish Dope with $20 off by entering the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW. All lowercase, no space, will save you $20 on a fishdope.com membership. And, Mark, more importantly, if somebody wants to come find you, get the best bait tank in the world before the season gets rolling, or get any of the great stuff you got going on at Pacific Edge, how do we do that?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, dude, we are busy, busy, busy with the bait tank, guys. You want to get your orders in if you think about something for summer. It's crazy busy.
We were talking about how important bait is for bluefin fishing at the beginning of the show and how important capacity is, and I've said it a bunch of times, and I stand behind it. I don't think there's a person in the world that builds a better bait tank than you guys have at Pacific Edge, Mark.
Oh, thanks. We really appreciate it, man. And hopefully next week we got something other than wind to talk about. Yeah, I'm going over the island here in the morning. We're going to scrounge up a few sea bass, so maybe we'll have a little sea bass report for
you. We'll look forward to hearing about it next week. Mark, great job. Appreciate that, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it, guys.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. Well, Marco's taking a very rare Saturday off this morning, so no report from Marco's, but I do know there was some great fishing to be had at Seaforth in the week, you know. With a little bit of weather and things, there's been a couple of off days, but, you know, we had Booger on the show last weekend, and the trip just before the weather rolled through, I know he had limits of yellowtail again, three-quarter day fishing, I believe limits of yellowtail, and then they got done so early, had limits of red rock cod to
That's
go
right.
along with it.
Yeah, they did, and he's been picking at the link cod pretty steady, Eddie, also. And then the local boats, the half-day boats, when they've been getting out, has been pretty steady on the rockfish, different varieties from reds, good bank. Perch,
yeah,
speckles.
Yeah. Sounds in general like some very good fishing, you know, for this time of year. And then now with that influx of yellowtail to go along with it, we're certainly pumped on that. I know a beautiful day of weather supposed to be today, so guys will have an opportunity. That little wind seemed like it got pushed backwards today, so an opportunity to fish today.
Yes, we need some consistency.
That's it.
Just like Booger was talking about, you know, as long as things stay consistent. But when it's changing every three or four days, you get a blow, you get a low pressure, a high pressure. You know, I'm really a true believer in the high and low pressure bites as opposed to anything else.
Really, the last 4 or 5 years, we haven't had a spring that's, you know, what is normal anymore. But prior to that, every spring we'd have these blows, and it'd set you back a few days. You have a few days good of weather, and it'd kind of get back together.
Build. One day of great, and then the weather drops out.
Up and down. That's a normal, typical spring that we've endured in the last 5 years. I mean, we really haven't had a winter.
Yeah. No, that's it. You're not kidding. Well, certainly some great fishing going on and a great opportunity. Again, Seaforth Sport Fishing we've been talking about all morning, but what a great opportunity for your local trip. And if you want a book, give Marcos a hard time for actually taking a day off. A very well-deserved one, might I add, but at least give him a hard time about it. And I know you can always call those guys, 224-3383 in the 619 area code.
And they're ready to rock and roll. There's three or four guys there ready to answer the phone.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, we're going to continue on with our Catch Report. Talk to the man from Sport Fishing Financial. That's Rick Jensen with our Northern Baja Report. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Looks like, that spring weather is blowing a little bit all the way around. Maybe something different like albacore will be the result here in a year or so, if not this season. But same for up and down the coast, a little bit of wind in Baja, making things a little bit more of a challenge. So a couple guys didn't have reports for this week, but where a good news report was down in Mag Bay with Bob there at Mag Bay Outfitters. He said that they had an early show of marlin 30 to 40 miles from the point. Lots of sardine in the area, so they're expecting those wahoo to move in early again this year. Tuna's still around. They're on the smaller size, but there's lots of them. Spring spawn going on in the bay, so there's good fishing there, and everything's pointing towards a great early season there in Mag Bay. You know, Bob is talking about a lot of new improvements that are happening there. I guess there's going to be some transportation out to the island, maybe even a bait receiver and fuel available out there. So if you want to get some information on that and get booked up for this season in Mag Bay, hook up with him at Mag Bay Outfitters at sbcglobal.net or give him a call at 760-908-2252 to get set up for this season in Mag Bay. That's looking like that's looking pretty steady, like to be down there right now. Further up the line there at Bahia Asuncion, cooler spring-type weather and wind has had the yellowtail fishing slowed quite a bit. There's some sheephead and a variety of bottom fish around. As you heard earlier from Jeff over at Cedros Island Kayaks, nice variety of big fish there, lots of life and bait. So everything in that whole region is pointing towards getting a good early start. Over at towards the Castro's Camp, the Ensenada, smaller yellowtail around. Good rock fishing continues. And then over at Northern Sea of Cortez, steady fishing for Sierra, yellowtail, grouper, cabrilla, and corvina. Been some nice weather windows, but this time of year you got to give yourself some time because there's going to be some wind days. So if you can, have an extra day and try to get a couple of days in fishing there. That's what we have for this week.
An extra day in Baja that's just you're forced to hang out on the beach and eat some beer and or drink some beer and eat some tacos is not a bad way to be.
Bummer.
Hey, Rick, a great report. We certainly appreciate that. If somebody wants to keep in touch with you on both the finance side so you have the extra time to go spend a few extra days in Baja, how do we link up with Sport Fishing Financial and have you have our back when it comes to saving for our future?
Yeah, thanks, Rick. Yeah, you can find me at sportfishingfinancial.com or give a call at 949-481-1807.
Great job, buddy. Appreciate a great report keeping us up to date, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, Rick, appreciate the phone call very much. That's going to wrap up our Catch Report today, sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest chart before you leave. For all the information, it's right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information. And speaking of your Android or Apple device, check out our new app. We got, again, the app went live last week, the Let's Talk Hookup app. And a great job. Adam and the team have done such a killer job of putting it together. Just a very, very easy source for everything that's information on Let's Talk Hookup. It's very simple. It's totally free. It allows you to listen to the show right through your iPhone. You're able to listen to past shows. If you wanted to go back and catch some killer info from Jim, you can go back and find it real easy. It'll have updates. And then soon coming to app-only content. I know we talked about doing some cool videos or, you know, we'll do some rigging stuff in the shop and have Corey show you how to, you know, rig the weedless swim baits. We're just going to do all kinds of very fun stuff on there. So check it out. It's totally free on your Android phone, your iPhone. Just go into your App Store, your Google Play Store, search Let's Talk Hookup, and download the app. It's a freebie and very worth checking out for sure. Hey, awesome. Phones are packed. Everybody wants to talk to Jim. Let's jump right back into him and talk to John. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hey, excuse me. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
So, Jim, I hope you take this as a compliment, and you're not offended by what I'm about to say. But the first time I fished with you a few years back, I was amazed at, a seasoned individual as yourself, how much energy and work you performed. It did nothing but lay a guilt complex on myself for being a little bit slower the older I get. You know, you worked as hard, if not harder, than your crew. I was really amazed by that. But anyway, that's meant as a compliment, okay?
I appreciate that part.
And I learned, you know, I learned that's how you got, well, that might be one of the ways you got your name, Rambo, eh? I wasn't sure, but anyway, so I was wondering, now your crew now, do some of these guys, did they come with you from working with you on the RP? Or, because, you know, handling the handling the cows and whatnot, it takes some technique as well, you know, putting 3 or 4 gaffs in a fish that, you know, how long did it take for these guys to learn that, or are they already seasoned crew members or what?
I'm curious to piggyback that too. Like, yeah, how do you find your crew and where do they come from? Is it an up the ranks thing? I think that's a great question, John.
I've been very, very fortunate since the last 20 years of having very good crews. But we start early as far as breaking them in, you know, especially the new guys and stuff like that. It's not like it used to be where you can get a kid over there when he's 12 and 13 years old and work the summer and then, you know, work into a spot. You can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. So we get these kids that are out of high school now. Some of them just been fishing. They want to go try it out for a summer or stuff like that. And usually they're in 1 year, out, you know, the next year or whatever. I've been fortunate enough that where they've stayed for 4, 5, 6 years, 7 years, and hopefully they've moved on and either working on another boat or buying another boat.
Sure.
Or buying a boat. And I've got a lot of guys that have worked for me that have their own boats now. We've just been fortunate, and we train them the way we want, you know. And a lot of times I'll get guys from that aren't cutting it on the long-range boat, and they come over here, and we just start over, you know, and learn a little bit.
Or they don't want to be gone for 2 weeks.
Exactly,
too,
you know.
Totally.
But a lot of guys will be working for me in the summer, and then they end up going working on the Royal. Mm-hmm. On that side of it, or go working on a Shogun or someplace else.
And face it too, Jim, I mean, Seaforth is kind of the proving grounds for some of the best captains, Roy Rose Jonathan Yamate.
Roy worked for me for years.
There it is. You know, Russ that was on the Shogun. I mean, a lot of the better captains have come up under you.
Well, they've worked at Seaforth at some point, you know. I mean, I think original brochure has Steve Loomis on it.
There it is.
You know, that's really cool.
Yeah.
From Seaforth, when we're 3 buildings down from where we're at now.
Right. So.
And good talent and good people and good leadership just breeds good crew members too. I mean, there's no doubt if you're the new guy, but you've got somebody like Jim behind the wheel and 3 or 4 other guys that are all in that same program, you kind of just can't help but pick up doing things the right way.
Well, that's important, you know, that the guys start off, you know, you don't want to learn any bad habits because you learn bad habits and it's hard to break.
Sure.
You know, we've had guys where we just say, hey, start over. Let's do this. See what you do good, then we'll improve on it. Because you're only as good as your worst guy. They never say, oh, the captain was great, the crew was crappy. Especially with social media, or the crew is great, you know, captain, you know.
Yeah.
It's a unit,
yeah.
And you have to work together as a unit. And we've been very fortunate in that. So we try to keep it that way.
You ready to go back, John?
Oh, yeah. I really enjoyed that. And,
We appreciate
the trip with him. Yeah.
That's awesome, buddy. Well,
thanks, John.
We appreciate the phone call very much and appreciate the kind words. Thanks a lot. Hey, want to remind you, a very cool opportunity coming up. Day at the Docks. It is tomorrow. So much fun stuff going on at Day at the Docks. Corey and I are going to be broadcasting live there with a host of guests. We don't have an actual guest for the day because Day at the Docks, everyone's there. Everybody in the sport fishing business and tackle and boats and fishing, they're all coming by. So we're just going to be pulling guys out of the audience and having a fun time. So we're really looking forward to having a live broadcast at Day at the Docks. And so much cool stuff to look forward to at Day at the Docks. I just got a message from Mike Lum, and, you know, we kind of talked about it earlier. Mm-hmm. This is Captain Rallo Kids at Sea, formerly Friends of Rallo's. This is one of their biggest fundraiser times, and it's for sure, I mean, it's your best opportunity at a deal of used tackle, period. So one of the ways that Rallo raises money is through fishing tackle. And we're a collection point at Fisherman's Landing. I know Seaforth as well. I know Dana as well. And all that, I mean, I can't tell you how often it happens. A guy is, you know, replacing his gear. Hey, I had a bunch of 4.0s, and I had a bunch of 500s, and I had a bunch of Newells, or I had gold Trinidads, and now I got all the brand new Trinidad A's. All of those scenarios happen all the time, and, you know, when guys get their new gear, is, hey, I want to donate my old gear to Friends of Rallo. I want it to send kids fishing. So what happens with all that stuff is all of us gather it up and collect it for Mike Lum and the whole team at Rallo, and then at Day at the Docks, they basically hold a garage sale. So a year's worth of this killer used tackle, from the crazy most inexpensive all the way up to brand new killer gear. Maybe a guy's just retired or, you know, past his time of wanting to go fishing. All of that then gets sold at Day at the Docks at just unbelievably killer prices, and then that money goes right into the purse of Rollo, and it sends kids fishing.
So, okay. So it's your one chance of the year to get that. That's but not only that, but the reel a week, Rick.
A great call too, for sure. This is kickoff of reel a week.
And I'll be buying some tickets for that for sure. You kidding me? The reels that Mike Lum was talking about, they're offering, and your $25 ticket goes to that once a week reel. Drawing, and I mean, that's a huge deal.
And it's a limited amount of tickets that get sold, so your odds of winning are great, and your one buy, or your two, or your three, or four, how many tickets you buy, they're good the entire time. So
you win.
Every week it starts over, So a really cool opportunity. It's kickoff for 2018, Reel a Week. There's 31 drawings, so you've got 31 chances of winning a killer reel. And again, all the reels are killer. They're brand new reels. They're all high-end reels. I've seen the list, you know, lots of two speeds and just everything from every manufacturer you can imagine. I will warn you, get there early. This is an extremely popular, well-attended. We heard about all the rods from Seaforth. Yeah. I just know the number of stuff that we've collected at Fisherman's Landing has been huge, and we're just one of the locations of many. So it's an awesome opportunity, but get there early because it's going to be a really good opportunity. And another cool thing to see at Day at the Docks is the Seakeeper Demo Days. It's happening right now. Again, it was April 13th through the 15th, so it's going to be finishing up tomorrow. Seakeeper Demo Days at Big Bay Yachts in San Diego, which is just a couple doors past Point Loma Seafood. So while you're at Day at the Docks enjoying all this stuff, take a stroll, just walk a few doors down. It's a really cool event at Big Bay Yachts in San Diego where they're going to have the Seakeeper Demo Days. They'll have the Seakeeper boat with the gyro stabilizer in the water. If you want to go down, see how Seakeeper works, talk to the guys. I'm sure that they'll be doing boat rides and things, so it's a very cool opportunity. Again, so much stuff going on at Day at the Docks. I know huge sales at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop, all kinds of great stuff. It's just a fun day. That it's a totally free event. It's just in celebration of sport fishing. It's great for the family. Come down, hang out, and have a great time.
You still get to walk up and down the docks, go on the boats, and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's what a lot of people should do.
Yeah,
and the fishing pens for the kids. The kids get to catch their little mackerel or
coolest
do their
part.
Thing. It could be their first first time to catch a fish.
Yeah.
I saw them stocking that the other day.
All right. Yeah. It's on.
Yeah, it's on.
Well, as you can hear, we got a great show coming. When we come back, we're going to be taking more of your phone calls, more great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
It's time. The Newport Boat Show, it's around the corner. Again, celebrating 45 years as the premier yacht show on the West Coast. All the beautiful big boats. There's nothing like the Newport Boat Show. There's more than 200 boats and such a killer collection of the beautiful cruisers and sport fishers and trawlers. A wide variety of products and services. It's such a cool opportunity. They put a bunch of boats docks in just for the Newport Boat Show to house the number of boats here. There's nothing like it anywhere on the West Coast. It's April 19th through the 22nd at the Lido Marina Village. Rain or shine, Thursday, noon to 7, Friday and Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday from 10 to 5. Admission just $15. Kids are 12 and under free. There's free off-site parking and shuttle service. For more information or to purchase your tickets online, go to NewportBeachBoatShow.com. That's NewportBeachBoatShow.com.
Hey, Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packed, Corey. Everybody's dying to talk to Jim. Let's do it. The phones are going to start it off this morning with Mike. Mike is calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Mike, thanks for getting us going here on the phones.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Jim. How you guys doing?
All right.
Question, when you're fishing those big fish on the flatfall, what kind of top shot, and do you use a long top shot on that or short, or how do they rig for those?
Good question.
We fish 130. And we'll fish 130 fluorocarbon. Sometimes we double that, but most of the time it's single, and we don't fish very long top shot. We'll fish, sometimes the guys will have, you know, a straight 130 spectra, tie it to 100-pound mono, and then a 130.
A 130 leader on a 100-pound mono.
On a 100-pound mono.
And like you mentioned earlier, Jim, the most important part of the whole thing is a flat fall gets inhaled.
That's right. It's like we are trying to figure out ways and ways to keep them things from getting bitten off. Yeah. I mean, I went through a shortage last year and the year before of flat falls. I mean, all the tackle shops were even looking for them. I think Bruce bought some from the East Coast. I brought some from the East Coast the year before because you couldn't get them here.
And flat out get bit?
Well, they get bit off too.
Bluefin are so notorious for that. Straight up and down, they definitely have more you know, aggressive teeth than other tuna, and they're just so notorious for straight up and down, flaring their gill plates, just shaking their head, and it's a buzzsaw going back.
We started putting hooks on the other end too,
the top and the bottom.
Yeah, that way they got sort of hooked in the face, whether they were trying to swallow it all the way in or get hooked
before it got inhaled.
Before it got inhaled.
Okay,
you know, and that really helped immensely. We were doing double leaders even, you know, so they'd bite through one and not do the other one, and we still had a chance to land them. I mean, there was some times there you'd think, we're going to get bit off.
And you were saying that a lot of your bites came in the dark, early in the morning, low light condition. When you're fishing that early or in the dark, your leader size virtually doesn't matter.
Yeah. That's what I say. We were fishing. We insisted on 130, fishing it.
Just because why not?
Yeah. I mean, we caught plenty of fish on it in the dark. And maybe that's why we weren't so successful more in the daytime using the flatfall, because we still insist on using it, because they're not cheap lures.
No.
And they get bit off. Hundreds of them. I'm not just talking two or three. You know?
That's crazy. I know one thing, Mike, that we do at the tackle store, and I'm sure the guys at C4 do the same thing, is we have like a prepackaged leader that will use 130 or even 150-pound fluorocarbon, and there's a couple companies that make some super heavy-duty split rings, and so we'll crimp that 130 or 150-pound fluoro to a heavy-duty swivel, crimp the other end to a real heavy-duty split ring, so that you could buy two or three of those leaders ahead of time and then just split ring the leader onto your flatfall you already have, or any time a guy was going on a trip, you know, they had two or three flatfalls. Absolutely all summer long, the rigging area of the tackle store was always, you know, crimping leaders onto flatfalls for guys. And
I need to add on to this a little bit, is everybody was using flatfalls, so they didn't have an opportunity to bite anything else.
That is very true.
We did catch them on chrome jigs. We caught them on PL68s and stuff. But when the guy's fishing it and all of a sudden see one of the guys get one on a flatfall, and you got to use it. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, when everybody's throwing flatfalls, that's what they're going to bite.
Sure.
Somebody's going to get a bite of them.
Same reason that they always buy an orange and black Marauder and they always buy a Mexican flag.
There you go, because everybody's using them. Yeah, we did get bit on bait. We use frozen squid. We use live squid. Having a, you know, chunk and bait. We got plenty on chunk bait.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So it was.
And that's still like a 130-pound leader, though, right?
In the dark we do that. And we'll switch up to 80-pound and 100-pounder in the daytime.
Sure. I mean, just like anything, you're always, it's a risk versus payoff. You know, I mean, you need to fish sometimes a lighter line to get a bite, but now you're starting, now that risk end goes up. You know, as one, you know, as you drop down in line size, your opportunity for getting a bite increases, and your opportunity for something to go wrong increases.
No, you can fish 25 pound on these fish, and you will get a bite.
Yeah.
It just won't last very long.
That's about all it'll get. Mike, appreciate the phone call, buddy, very much. Thanks a lot
all
for
right.
that.
Appreciate it.
You got it, buddy. All right. How about next up, another very patient caller, John from Los Alamitos. You're on next up. What's up, John? Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, John.
My question is to Jim. I just purchased a Talica 50, and I got a 3X rod, and I wonder if I go fishing with you, if I could fish the kite.
Well, you do fish the kite, and a 3X is pretty heavy, but, I mean, you can use that as a kite rod. And we have kite rods on there, and we do have kites and battery reels and everything else. So, yeah. No, if we're in a kite mode, yeah, absolutely.
Bring it on. So you provide kite gear for guys that don't have a TAC 15 or 3X in their garage.
Correct.
But if John comes out on a, you know, whether it be a charter or an open party trip, and there's an opportunity to fish the kite, and it's his turn in the rotation, or however that works out.
Right.
If you wanted to bring your own gear, no problem.
Not an issue.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Got to go break that sucker in, John.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate it. Appreciate the phone call very much. Rich and Bradley, you're up next on Let's Talk Cook Up. Another very patient caller. Rich, thanks for hanging in with us.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Earlier you talked about all the effort that you put into handling the fish, spiking them and keeping them chilled down for us. And I'm traveling from Central California, so when I get off the boat, I'm hoping I could be able to just take my fish home and not wait for the fish processor. And I'm wondering, what are the options for handling the meat properly for somebody like me that wants to just get on the road and get back home? Do you offer any kind of flaying like they do on the shorter trip boats or any kind of processing?
No, we do. No, we'll process your fish right on the boat. I mean, it's a lot of it. The processor, no way can handle all the one-day, two-day stuff. There's just no...
It's too much fish.
There's too much fish. They're doing the process on the longer trips and stuff like that, and they even at busy at 24 hours a day, they can't handle in the middle of summer on this kind of volume. No, we process the fish. We fillet them. We fillet them to where we have to. Now all the tunas have to actually come in 6 pieces. But once we make a landing and they're on there, then you can go ahead and we got ice there. We got ice chest. No, we have a lot of people live up there in the Chino Central Valley area that they come down and go again, you know.
Oh, that's awesome, because you know, things have really changed with the way fish has been handled in just the last decade.
Oh, absolutely. No, and it's important to take care of it as best as possible.
If my memory serves,
you know, one of the biggest bonuses of our hobby is being able to bring home some groceries. And it's good.
Yeah, you got to be able to explain your price of your ticket and be able to have your fish.
And truly, Rich, I mean, you'd be a fool not to call Sean and at Fishman's Processing. At least bring what Jim's providing you as, you know, the product or fillet coming off the boat. But to have that vacuum packed and sealed and done the right way, you can have it a year. I've had it a couple years later, and you can't tell the difference.
Between the fish, yeah.
Honestly.
That's cool. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, you talk about filleting. If memory serves me right, wasn't your boat and your guys where the process started, you know, when DFG was trying to figure out how to do a tuna?
We were going to get one bite of this apple about filleting fish, period.
Yeah.
On the West Coast.
I know how, what I'm getting at is I know how maybe frustrated some people are. Thank God Jim and your crew was there, because what the potential was going to be was so much worse than it is now.
We would not be cutting any fish.
That's what I'm
Nobody
saying.
Would be cutting any
exactly.
fish, period.
And that was all learned on your boat, right?
Well, we went through several times. I mean, we brought in four or five different fish species.
Yeah.
I mean, from yellowfin, big eye, albacore, bluefin, and we've cut it up. And we had fish and game guys actually come down on the boat. They had to be able to identify it readily and easily.
Right.
And so we went through this three or four times, and then he said, oh, well, you got the bluefin from a pin, so it's fatter. Because there was no scientific study on a bluefin and a yellowfin, their fins actually.
Okay.
You know, so we had to include several things. We went to a NOAA meeting with a bunch of scientists, and the only thing that they could determine between bluefin and yellowfin was actually what they called the anal vent.
Right.
So one's triangle-shaped, or, you know, a teardrop-shaped, and one's round. So we had to include that in the fillet. So we said, here, why don't we do it the way we present it to our fish, with the collars, the four quads and the fillets, and then the belly meat. And we did it like that. They bid on that instantly.
Perfect.
We put them out there. They brought 10 fishing game from all over the state down there. They came down there, picked
just,
up everything.
Just
every
to
bag.
View it and show them.
Just to view it. No, they looked at it, retreated, and they identified every fish.
That's a yellowfin. That's a bluefin.
That's an albacore. And they walk right up the side of the boat. We're going to work with the sport fishing guys.
That's
what we're
cool.
Do.
And because the other was just was not, you know.
No.
They were, yeah,
it was
done.
A done deal.
Yeah.
I mean,
you had to bring them in whole.
We brought them in whole, showed them what is what we're cutting up. Then we cut them all up. They went up the top of the dock. We put them all back in the fillet bags, moved them all over the side, and coolers in the back. They came down on the boat, identified each one, and said,
That's cool.
Welcome to go.
So to get back to Rich's question, you know, he's got to get on the road, doesn't have a chance to go to the processor.
Right.
It's in the multiple bags, but as soon as you make
the
landfall,
landing.
So he's, you know, that fish comes up to the top of the dock,
yes.
Exactly how you described,
right.
Then he could either repackage or reposition or just put it in his big kill bag or coolers. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Seaforth has an ice house right on scene. You can pack
Absolutely.
It with as much ice as you need. If you got a 10-hour drive, no problem. We can make
Not
that happen.
Not an issue.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Rich, that answer your question for you?
Yeah, that's great. You know, and it's all the hoops that you've had to jump through, it's just really changed things over the recent course of time. So it made it kind of a question mark whether I was going to be able to participate or not and actually bring fish home. So this is all good news.
We put it on the fishing games. We put it on their shoulders, actually, because we said, you know, if you don't allow these guys to fillet, you know, and cut these fish on the boat, it's going to be sitting in the parking lot.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, because I saw it back in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s. We were catching lots of albacore and stuff like that. And a lot of people were coming from Los Angeles and San Francisco.
Arizona.
Yeah, right.
And they just didn't want to deal with it. And we'd go up every morning, pick up albacore out of the parking lot in bags and stuff like that.
Right.
Well, now everybody takes care of the fish. We can cut it. We can process it and take care of it.
And it's truly a violation of fish and wildlife
it
law
is.
To... mishandle or misread.
We put it on their
shoulders.
It's
a waste game. That is
that's a law
that you can't break.
Right.
And I mean, there's always two is all the processors, you know, if you make an appointment, they will come down and pick up the fish. We have Mario's right down the street, you know, and they can do it right there also.
And that's why I don't understand, like Rich was talking about, you know, driving that far and trying to preserve his fish, why he wouldn't have it vacuum sealed and have it spend an extra, you know, few hours. I'm sure calling Sean at Fisherman's Processing, they might be able to handle his fish in a half a day. And
well, you know, it depends on how busy they are. You know, those other guys just walk down the street and they pick up the fish and they have it all done.
It's worth a call.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
To have them vacuum packed, I mean, absolutely.
That's the beauty of the world we live in now is the options that you have, you know, from taking it home and cutting it to having the guys
right.
in the boat to the most professional, you know, step with Fish Pro. I mean, just all down the line, it's a good time to be fishing for sure.
That's right.
Hey, Rich, again, appreciate the phone call very much. Next up, let's talk to Dave. He's calling us from Ramona this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Rick, Corey, and Jim. How are y'all doing today?
Morning, Dave.
Hey, I've got two parts. One, I was going to ask Jim what's the most common mistake that he sees on his trips, and I'm going to take that after. First off, primary, I have two charters that I've chartered with Jim this year, and I'd like to offer your listeners an opportunity to go on these private charters.
Oh, all
they
right.
They are two one-and-a-half-day trips. One of them's August 4th. The other one's September 22nd. They are both Saturdays. They both leave on Friday and come back Sunday morning.
Basically prime days.
Yes, they are. They're right in the middle of the good season, and we're going to limit these loads to 17, maybe 18. The cost is about $460, which includes your food and your permit. People can give me a call. I can give you my phone number.
Go ahead.
Which is 619-247-9829. This will be my first year fishing with Jim. I've been fishing out of Seaforth and chartering for ever since Mark on the Pacific Voyager came over. And we do about 6-8 trips a year. And I'm really looking forward to getting on Jim's boat and having some fun on that boat and catching some fish.
You got it, Dave. We're looking forward to it.
Now, what
I saw you at the show, so it was at Del Mar. It wasn't at the Long Beach one. So
that's cool. Now, what about the other part of... Yeah, what about the other part of Dave's question? What would you say is the most common mistake that you see people make on the boat?
Common mistake?
Let me take a guess, Jim.
Go ahead.
Just not listening.
Well, yeah.
One of them?
Well, I would say it's... I'm going to give everybody... When they climb on the boat, we get to the bait receivers. I give them a 45-minute spiel on what we're going to be doing, how to get rigged up. And if they have any questions, I emphasize it 100 times. Ask the crew. I said, they've been there. They've done that. You know, they know what's going on. So don't be afraid to ask. I don't care what boat you get on. It should be the same. You get on a boat, you should be able to ask the crew member, get a direct answer and a very nice answer. And they should be there helping you, period. I don't care whether it's an open party boat or a charter boat. That's what they're there for. And they should be able to help you out 100%.
And they're the best in the world at it. You know, I mean, there's just no better source of information than the guy that gets to see it every single day.
Every day.
Yeah. I'm with you. If it's not the biggest mistake, it's the biggest opportunity for sure, you know, to talk to those guys. There's a lot of opinions from a lot of people. Some of them are great. Some of them not so much. But there's one thing you can guarantee is when you step on the boat, that guy that's there, he saw what happened yesterday, and he saw what happened the week before, and he watched the trend happen, and he was watching the guy that caught a bunch yesterday, and he was watching what happened to the guy that didn't catch it. I mean, no better info.
I still say that probably the biggest mistake for offshore pelagic species is this, the thumb.
Okay.
Thumb
by far. It's just challenging every year. You still see it. The gear's getting better. We got better drag system, but people still insist this is the number one drag.
Yeah.
I can't tell you.
If you could tie the thumb to the hand, you'd probably catch twice the fish.
Oh, I've threatened people. I'm gonna hit you with my dice. I see that thumb going.
He's supposed to take line. That's
that's
how
right.
He came out.
That's
yeah,
right. They're supposed to take line. Let them have it.
We always joke.
We can adjust the drag, but get their thumbs burned off. I mean, actually, I've seen it. I mean, there's no skin left or something like that. But they don't understand that 5 pounds of pressure.
That's enough.
To break it off.
Yeah.
You know?
We always joke that, you know, we spend all of our time and all of our effort and we earn all our money
proper.
So that we can go and we can do these trips and hook our big fish. And the second we hook them, we try to end it as soon as possible.
Yeah.
You know, like, I got to get this over as quick as I can. He's taking line. I'm going to just put my thumb on it to stop him and bring him in. Like, all of our goal and effort is so we can get on these trips. And the second we hook them, we just try to end it as quick as we possibly can.
In a zing power.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you, there was a lot more thumb burning in the last 3 or 4 years.
I believe every bit of that.
That'd be awesome.
Dave, appreciate the phone call very much. And a great offer for guys to get to go fishing on your trip. Again, you know, if you missed that number, you can check it up in the podcast, join it on the app. Hey, I want to remind you another very cool opportunity to get to go fishing on a trip that we sell out every year. It's our Kingfisher Charters trip. It has been sold out for the last several months, and we just had two-spot cancellation. The trip will sell out again. It's more of an opportunity than a want to fill the boat. It's prime day. It's over Father's Day weekend. I take my dad for Father's Day every year. So if you want to join us on our Let's Talk Hookup trip, it's a great opportunity. Check kingfishercharters.com for more information. Seth and the Robert and the whole guys up there will certainly hook you up. It's an awesome trip and a great way to spend Father's Day. Hey, I can't believe how fast 2 hours can go by. You hang in there because we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the Cortez. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
In 1971, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line. This game-changer brought fish catching advantages to anglers everywhere, with less visibility underwater, better knot and tensile strength, and superior abrasion resistance. Today, Seaguar is the number one brand of fluorocarbon because of its proven performance. So no matter the fishing conditions, you can count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material. Fluoro Premier, the original blue label, and the stealthy pink label to help you catch more fish.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner going fishing on the Cortez. Again, a day and a half certificate that could be used for a free day and a half trip, which is crazy, or towards a 2.5 day. That lucky winner is going to Rich in Bradley. Rich, congratulations. You are going to love fishing on the Cortez. And, Jim, I know about it's crazy how fast these 2 hours went by, but I sure appreciate you hanging with Corey and I and talking fishing. And there's so much great opportunity, and I want to get in on it. If somebody's like myself, like Corey, wants to come fishing with you on the Cortez, how do we do that?
You can notify the landing, 619-224-3383, or you can look up at our webpage, CortezCharters.com, or look at any of it, you know. We're easy to get a hold of. My phone number is 619-203-2965.
Your personal number?
That's my personal number.
Charters, book up fast. You have a lot of potential, you know, a lot of people book your charters. But if a guy's out there, wants to go fishing, got a bunch of buds, got his construction guys he wants to take fishing, are there still opportunities to get on?
We have a few days in August. We have a few days in July. September's completely sold out. October's three quarters away sold out. We have some days in June. I mean, this fish has been biting from actually May and through December this year. I mean, we're biting good. Yeah.
So
we have a few days.
Those few days are before the quote-unquote season has started. Get on it now. If you want to go and you want to ride a boat that's got a reputation like the Cortez, you've got to do it now.
We want to get in there because, like I said, we're going to put the boat online, open party, as soon as we get
right on.
We're ready to go.
We appreciate you. Well, thanks, buddy. We really appreciate you hanging and talking fishing with us, and we appreciate you listening. Hey, join us tomorrow. Corey and I are going to be live at Day at the Dock. It's going to be a great show. If you want to come down and hang us, join us in our live studio audience. We're going to be giving away a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses to somebody from our live audience that asks a question. We're going to be having a great time. Looking forward to seeing you. On behalf of Corey and I, we appreciate that, and we want to say a big thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for keeping us on the air. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning right in front of Fisherman's Landing for Day at the Docks. Appreciate you listening. We'll see you tomorrow.